Good evening. This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. I'm going to tell you every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blue Lantern Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break in at any time for any emergency traffic. Boomer Limits Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pack Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street. Everyone's welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. We are still looking for somebody to pick up tonight, Monday night. If you're interested, let me know. Should your net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleasc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
EZ2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Oh, a busy day, not to plan. Well, hang on. I'm sitting up on Eatonville, I guess this is the Eatonville truck trail, they call it. I just took a little drive at the end of the day and to relax a bit and checked into the Lewis County Roundtable and Denver up there in Carson. Said, oh, there's a 6-meter opening. I said, hey, I got my 6-meter dipole and my push-up mask in the car. I'm going to drive up the top of the hill, and I've been just making some contacts in Mississippi and, I don't know, a guy out by Syracuse and another guy where, I don't know where he was. Anyway, two guys in Mississippi, and I didn't plan on this. I didn't bring any warm clothing, and I don't have any pup spray on, so I'm not going to sit around too long, but anyway. Well, I had planned to get all kinds of work done today after a rainy day, a field day yesterday, and I started real good and walked by about 12:30, quarter to 1, walked by the door to the basement, and I heard this noise, and I said, uh-oh, and sure enough, looked up, and there's water on the floor. So the afternoon was spent finding my shut-off tool, going out, digging up the main shut-off, and fixing my water pipes. So nothing got done, and now I have some stuff that needs to be dried off and put back and all that. Anyway, so it was a total loss of productivity, and I probably should have just stayed there at work, but I need to get out and relax a little bit after that frustrating experience. So we'll try a few more 6-meter contacts here and then head back down the hill. KC2WI.
Well, good luck with that. I know how that can go. It's not much fun. Alright. Well, take care of that, Pete, and not at all right. You had a little bakerifying there in the background, but anyway, we'll catch with you later. All right, are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, Jeff, KA3TFB, Bill, in Western Pennsylvania, and there's another young fellow there also waiting in the queue. Back to net control, over.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York, and I believe I am the last one in the queue.
All right, there's two. We'll start with K3TFB. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
KD2... It's KA3TFB. How's it going, Jeff? Slow and costly here. We are reporting in Western Pennsylvania 64 degrees, 88% humidity, and guess what? Yep, it's raining. again. I don't know. I don't see an end of this for a while. I wish it would rain somewhere else, like in California, Arizona. Well, anyhow, good to hear you. Top of the day to everybody on the net there. And I'm going to yield my time to the next best man there. And thanks for being there. And KA3TFE through the Echolink system. And we're listening.
All right, Bill, well, thanks for checking in. And haven't heard you in a while, but it's good to hear you again. And we'll catch up with you later. 82FM, Kevin, good evening, what's up?
Good evening, KD2FPM here, Kevin James from Oneonta, New York. Currently got 61 degrees on the outside under partly cloudy skies, and this last rain event left us with just about 2 inches of rain, so I think we're pretty much done with the rain here for at least a few hours. I think we got some more stuff that may be moving in tomorrow, and I'm hearing possibly another system in the next day and a half, and it looks like there's almost like a train of a day on, day off with rain and whatnot. So it's not looking good. Maybe 4th of July might be a chance of thunderstorms here. So I don't want to go and spoil it for us. But well, on that note, I tell you what, I'll turn it back over to Net Control because I know there's some other hands that would probably love to check in. So I'll say 7-3. I'll stand by on the sign. And thank you, Bill, for letting them know I was here behind you. This is KD2FBM, back to Net Control, 7-3.
All right, Kevin, thanks for checking in. Okay, this is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
5ALW, good evening, Jeff.
KA2AIT.
All right, there's two more. We'll start with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, N5AOW. And Bill and Kevin and Jack also. Oh, another one of those wet days today. You know, you get tired of them, but, you know, we don't have any possession of the controls to turn that doggone thing down. I don't know. I think they need the sprinkler system to be retuned there a little bit. I think it's getting to be a little bit too much. I got a few things done today, inside things, painting, a little bit of trim work and whatever, and mortise, some hinges on the door, and get a new lock set put on. It's a new door. I'm getting everything ready to change over on the front porch. Been years. I don't know why I live with the old one the way it was. One day I looked at it and I said, that's enough. Got to have something a little bit nicer and a little bit sturdier. Other than that, not a whole lot to report, Jeff. Just went to Boonville, got a couple things done there this morning. Picked up some parts and things. And temperature was cool all day. I think the peak here probably was 62 or 63. I don't believe it ever got any higher than that, so I don't know what it is right now, but totally disgusted with this weather. I'm sure I don't have the patent on that one. I think everybody's had enough of this. So I'll return it back to you. You have a good evening. N5AOW, back to Net Control.
Bill, well, we got a few more days of on and off rain. I know, I guess we could all use a little sunshine now, but, well, you get what you get. All right, thanks for checking in. And, you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Okay, please, that ends it. Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, good evening. Just to everybody on board. Well, it's actually kind of quiet down here. We had, overnight, we only had about 1,500 of an inch of rain. And day was kind of quiet. This morning we had a morning of, you might say, drizzle, which didn't amount to much. Then this afternoon the sun came out. It was pretty nice. It hung right around 70 degrees. It's still in the 60s now. But I know the predictions are not that promising for the around here. I guess this year we're going to be a wet summer. And the mosquitoes are loving it. They're out in full force down here. 7 cities all around. KA2000.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
WATU.
WATU, John, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, WATU. Not a whole lot. I'm on the radio here. Just tuned in. We'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Kathy's on the phone here, chatting with someone. My sister, whatever. Didn't do a whole lot today. Kind of interesting weather, I guess that's the whole topic. Got a lawnmower back today. Took it over to his house and took it apart. He likes doing that stuff, so I said, go for it. Got that back today, but maybe, I don't know, we'll have to see how things go. Got a decent stack of blocked up wood by the splitter, and there's maybe I can get a moment, sneak out there and block up a few more pieces of the log. So we'll see if Mother Nature will let me do that tomorrow. And I don't know what the temperatures are, but it's certainly comfortable temperature-wise. We actually run a dehumidifier here in the house, and that makes quite a difference on the warm days. It takes all the humidity out of the air. I guess it's kind of what an air conditioner does too, so. But drier, and it seems a lot cooler. But had a good weekend. Some people were involved with field day, and I think they enjoyed it. I tuned around, and it sounds like the bands were in halfway decent condition. I used a little portable radio, so it was kind of interesting listening to some of the single sideband and CW signals. Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and this weather reminds me of, I think it was 1987, we had bought a camper. I think it rained every weekend, and then during the week when we were at work, it was nice and sunny, blue sky. So, I don't know. I was kidding Kathy, but we don't have to worry about watering the garden this year. So, back over to you. WATU, back to that.
All right, Chuck. Well, we're all going to have to deal with a little bit of rain. I tell you, the garden's really liking it, though. I got to say that. The plants are really taking off this week, so it's over the weeds. But I managed to bang a few of those out today. But, well, what are you going to do? All right, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good day. We'll catch up with you later. All right, KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, it's the work day today. A lot of catching up. That's what I seem to have been doing pretty much the entire day. And, well, that's I had a good weekend off there, so time to get the nose back to the grindstone. I'm looking forward to maybe getting up there to camp again here soon. We'll see. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2FPM with a quick inquiry.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, it was just
just kind of curious. I think there's a pizza place in the middle of town called, I think it's Marino's or something like that. I got a friend that works there by the name of Tara. And I was going to say, if you happen to stop in the place, just drop her a line. Tell her her friend Kevin from down here in Oneonta says hello. KD2FBM back to net control.
I think you mean Capri's Pizzeria.
Okay, that could be. I'm not sure. I thought it was like Marino's or Mariano's or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. But I was told it was supposed to be in Boonville.
The one that's right in the center of the village there is Capri's, but unless one went up and I wasn't paying attention, it could happen. But if I stop in there, I'll definitely say so. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of whatever amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill, Pete, Bill, Kevin, and Bill of Abenada Lake, and Jack and John for checking in. Take 73 if anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
K2ZNZ, K2ZNZWAT, are you still monitoring, Jack?
As a matter of fact, yeah, I am. Hello, John.
Hey, Jack, all is well with you and Carol and everyone. I just have some quick information. It may be old news, but I think you probably remember from the packet communications breakfast. I know it still goes on, but I don't know if John sent out an email, K2JFK to everyone, but K1YH, the Yankee Hotel Romeo, K1YHR, Dave Packard's in pretty rough shape.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't aware of that. I think I knew he was in the hospital for a while, but I didn't have any other updates. I didn't have any more updates than that. I got to get a hold of his wife here. We know her quite well. And, you know, kind of see what's going on.
Well, John went over and visited him tonight. He left me a voicemail yesterday. And, without getting all the details, things are gradually shutting down. And Dave's decided his best place he wants to be is at home, so it's kind of a matter of time, but John's going to go over and visit him tomorrow. I did call him today. Kathy's on the phone chatting with my sister now. John dropped over there today to talk to me. He said he would probably call me this evening. I left a word with Mary Ann this afternoon. But, anyways, he was supposed to go for dialysis tomorrow, and he's just not up to it, and he knows all the consequences of that, but I just thought you'd want to know because he was involved with the communications and packet breakfast and things of that nature.
Yep. He was connected with medical, upstate or something? Was he a med technician himself or something?
He was involved with the Syracuse Eye Bank.
Oh, okay. Actually, I'm losing half of what you're saying. I got the whole gist of it, John. But the repeater keeps coming in from Thatcher Street. You know what that does. So, I appreciate you giving me the info. It's not happy news, and I know what you mean by the shutting down. You know, I had another friend that went that way.
Oh,
yeah, glad you let me know. Thanks, John. We'll catch you later. I gotta get going here.
K2, okay, yeah, Mary Ann. Well, they're both super people, but she's just, you know, you have to know her to, and you know Mary Ann, so. Yeah, give her a call tomorrow, and
very alert and aware of things, but he's also aware of consequences. So anyway, being in the medical background, and give him a call tomorrow. You probably have his phone number, so I just thought I'd pass it out. All right. I'm glad you stuck around for a few minutes. So 73, say hi to Carol for Kathy and I. K27WA273.
KD2FPM will now be clear of this repeater through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of this repeater with the Echolink system. Hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7-3. KD2FPM is out.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, signing off through the Echolink system. Good evening to all the boys in New York. Indeed, a good evening. And we're clear through the Echolink.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with a lot of traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come out, please.
And 5 AOW, good evening, Jack.
This is
N5 AOW. You know, Bob, I was looking through my list the other day, and I don't believe I gave you the auction report for last month, you know, that we filed at the beginning of this month. I think I caught everybody else on this channel here, but somehow I think I missed you. You got a minute, and I'll just read it off to you.
I certainly do, Jack.
Okay, I'm talking kind of big here. I had to go and find it while I was talking. It's been a busy few days with traffic from the field base and everything. Okay, number 528, routine. KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, in June 1. Going to Bob and to AOW, break. May I-10 report stations 918, traffic 316, sessions 31. 7-3 break. Mark, KB2KOJ, my assistant net manager on I-10. End of the traffic, how'd you? Copy okay, Ben?
Roger. Copy okay, Jack. Head by VOW.
Okay, now thank you very much. Now we got everybody that, you know, the regular check-ins. Well, there's one station I don't have on the, from one of the other satellites. Okay, very good. Looking for any additional stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic stations. Come now, please.
N2WBX, good evening. No traffic.
N2WBX. So, Dennis, thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s and 7-3s to everyone listening. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000's up.